Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, there was shocking news from Rhode Island this weekend. The state reporting 38 heroin overdose deaths already this year. 27 in January alone, more than double the amount in either of the two previous Januaries. Of course, this is part of the national heroin emergency. More people dying of heroin overdoses, about 30,000 last year, than car accidents. Very public deaths like Philip Seymour Hoffman's underscoring that. But this past Friday, Rhode Island health officials signed a letter asking the state's Association of Police Chiefs to give officers Narcan or naloxone, known as the antidote drug, a shot or nasal spray that can reverse the effects of a heroin overdose if administered immediately. Dr. Michael Fine is director of the Department of Health in Rhode Island and joins us from Providence. And Dr. Fine, 38 fatal overdoses this year. Small state, that seems incredible.
Way too many.
Yeah. Well, as to Narcan, 15 states, Washington, D.C., now have some kind of distribution program. How does it work?
Well, we have a way for people who know someone who's addicted or is addicted themselves to pick up Narcan at Walgreens Pharmacy. One of our physicians has entered into an agreement with our Board of Pharmacy that allows them to purchase Narcan at the pharmacy in any Walgreens in Rhode Island, and they have it at home in case they need it.
So anyone can do that?
Anyone can do that.
And do you need a prescription or?
You don't actually need a prescription. We've used the prescribing authority of one prescriber, and we're actually looking at extending that to all pharmacies in Rhode Island.
Well, and one of the reasons is this is so life-saving. New York has introduced a bill that would prescribe Narcan to family members, even friends or addicts. In Massachusetts, it's distributed through support groups. And we spoke to a mother in May who found her son unresponsive and saved his life with her dose of Narcan that she'd been given through such a support group. Here she is talking about the moments after he was saved.
Of course, afterwards, when the doctors told us that the Narcan halted the process of his brain shutting down, I felt it was very empowering to bring him back to life and give him another chance. He seems to be very happy right now.
So there's a mother who was able to save her son. Stay for a second with what you're doing in Rhode Island. You already have distributed Narcan to first responders, EMTs, ER workers, people in the emergency room.
It's actually been used by first responders and EMS something like 170 times so far this year.
Hmm. So when we look at the 38 deaths, there were 170-some that could have been deaths. And now you're looking to expand to the police. It would seem as if this would be a slam dunk. I mean, what might be the questions around that?
Well, I think people are concerned about training. We've had great support from the state police who have already decided to do this. And that's a great thing. I don't think we're going to have lots of problems from local police. We're just working with them to try to get them there.
Okay, so it seems as if that might be next. And you mentioned that people can go into Walgreens and purchase this. But we've also read that Walgreens is willing to donate Narcan to the police department. This is something like $16 a dose. That seems like quite something.
I think it is a great thing. I don't have much detail about that myself, but it is a great thing for a pharmacy chain to step forward in that way if that's what they're doing.
But, Dr. Fine, address the people who might be listening to this and thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, people waltzing into Walgreens and purchasing Narcan, which means they either are using heroin, which is illegal, or know someone who is. You know, there are people who might be thinking, this is a crime. Why are you treating this like an illness?
Because it saves lives. And for most people, addiction is an illness. It's an illness that's way out of their control. You know, something like 10% of the population is susceptible to addiction. 3 or 4% is probably addicted at any one moment. There are a lot of lives at stake here. This is the single largest contributor of years of potential life lost to young people in Rhode Island and in the United States. You know, think of the energy we put into stopping motor vehicle accidents. We ought to put at least that energy, if not way more, into stopping this epidemic.
Well, and to that end, you've introduced a Good Samaritan law. What is that and how does it work?
Well, it's a law that was passed in 2012, and it protects anyone who calls the police or uses Narcan. It calls the police to talk about an overdose from criminal prosecution.
Well, and to be clear, because we've said a lot here, and I know there are ears perking up, we said New York just introduced a bill that would prescribe Narcan to family members. Did I hear you say that in Rhode Island, anyone can go in without a prescription and purchase Narcan?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, and just a few seconds that we have, why would this be even more important now? We have this huge crisis because of tainted heroin.
Well, I mean, the existence of these drugs on the street, anything we can do to prevent these folks from dying is what we ought to be doing.
Well, and as I said, this is particularly toxic heroin at this point, which is why states like yours are seeing the spikes. Unbelievable. 38 deaths so far this year, which is a very young year.
We're seeing it in association with a drug called fentanyl.
Yeah. Which is,
and that just makes it all worse.
That's laced in the heroin. Dr. Michael Fine, director of Rhode Island's Health Department, trying to get Narcan into the hands of police officers. Dr. Fine, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.